This is Playing Monsters, a supernatural fanfic written by Albie Donned, read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated R and mentions non-explicit Sam Dean and Sam John pairings. Warnings for character death, child abuse, non-con, AU, angst. This fic is not intended to be lighthearted. You have been warned. Author's note. As always, thanks to Xtine the Pirate for not thinking I was completely insane when I sent this to her. I just don't have any idea what happened here. I'll tell you something. I've been here for 27 years come next fall. 27. That's longer than you've been alive, you understand that? Now, I've seen some things. Terrible, awful things that'll make your insides freeze up and things that'll make you want to get sick. I've seen people so backwards and twisted they don't up from sideways or heaven from... Well, you get your idea. But them's the cases you can unexplain. People get into accidents, you know? People get born all sick inside, and it's us who handles them. Everyone's just a name and a number in a place like this, except... There were two of them. Boys. Brothers. Came in during my 17th year. 97 it was. See, their mothers... The mothers you can explain. You can see why they done turn out the way they did. Of course, you could have said the same for these boys. They were here till 04, December. Managed to break free, get to each other, locked themselves up in a utility closet. That one right there, down the hall. You see it? They'd been dead for hours by the time they were able to bust through the door, poison themselves with cleaning supplies and turpentine. No one claimed the bodies, so... No, bury them in the city's graveyard. We get that a lot, sad to say. People just don't want nothing to do with the folks we got here. Sam? Sam, are you in here? Dean, I'm scared. Listen, don't freak out, okay? Dad said... He said he'd be back later on this weekend, okay? That I'm supposed to take care of you. Make sure you don't get hurt. Can we play monsters again, Dean? I don't know, Sammy. I promise I won't leave the room. I promise I won't. Please, Dean, play the monsters game with me. Okay, Sammy, we'll play the monsters game. You see, girl, according to what the policeman told me, it all started back in 1982. That's when the mother died. Now, I don't know much of the details. There was a fire, I suppose. She died in the youngest, that would be Sam's, nursery. Them boys were young then, about the age where they're the most susceptible to these kind of things, you understand? If they'd have been maybe 5, 7 years older, I think all this could have been fixable. Sam was just a baby then, 6 months. Dean would have been 4 around that time, turned 5 in January the next year. Now, their daddy, his name was John Winchester. I don't know much about him either, and good riddance. Man was a tyrant, far as I hear. He ruined them boys, you see. Kept the youngest locked in a closet most of his life, put the other one through hell. The man was a drunk. Got it stuck in his head that something killed his wife. That something murdered her. Blamed his boy, Sammy, for his death. Said that it had something to do with him. A baby, girl. He blamed a baby for his wife's death. You believe that? Of course, he died in 97. Car accident. That's when we got the boys. He'd kept them under such tight rules, barely let Dean ever leave the house, never mind Sam, that hardly no one knew they was even there until the accident. By the time we got them, well, I already knew it was too late for both of them. You let him out, didn't you, Dean? Daddy, I'm sorry, it's just... I told you, never let Sam out. It's not safe for him. It's not safe for any of us if he leaves his room. But, Dad, he had to go to the bathroom. He was crying, and I... What if that was just a trick, Dean? What if it was just another trick, and what if you fell for it? Your mother died because of him. He killed her, Dean, and you just let him out because he was crying? He was just a baby, Daddy. He didn't mean to, honest. I promise, he didn't mean to. I don't know what I did to deserve this. I lost my wife, and my sons are either failures or murderers. Is that what you want to be, Dean? Do you want to be a failure? Do you? Daddy, please. Dean was 20 when he came here. They had put him... They had to put him in a straitjacket just to move him into his room. He was biting at people, screaming his head off, trying to get to Sam. We couldn't put them both in the same room. None of our patients that far gone get to have a roommate, but we tried our best to let him see one another at least once a day. Dean was the violent one. His daddy taught him how to use guns and knives when he was growing up, and he knew how to throw a punch. It was him who broke free that last day, got to Sam before anyone knew what was happening. He always thought we were hurting Sam. Always thought we were trying to damage his little brother. I tell you, if it wasn't so twisted, that protectiveness would have been admirable. Out of the two of them, I think, maybe, if we would have had more years of them, that we could have got Dean back just a little bit. Of course, he never would have been normal, understand, but we could have gotten him functioning right again. He liked to play with things, tools and what have you. We have a program here. Some of our better patients are allowed to have jobs, kept under close supervision, of course. Dean would have been good for that, I think. Guess we'll never know now, of course. Dean? Dean, what are you doing? It's a succubus, Sammy. Sex demon, remember? Remember what Bobby told us about succubi? If you let them touch you, you just go crazy with sex. It's all you want. It's all you can think about. I think one of them got me, Sam. Sam, it hurts so much. Dean, I don't know if I want to play this game anymore. I'm scared. Sammy, this isn't a game. I think I'm going to die here if you don't. If you don't let me... Sam was 15, going on 16 when he came to us. Nah, Dean was crazy, all right? But he was still fixable. Something we would work with, given a few years. Sam was too far gone by the time we got him. Worst thing was that we couldn't even separate the two of them, keep Dean away so we could keep him get better, even if we couldn't do a thing for Sam. Dean was fixable, sure, but Sammy? Sam was the reason why we never could have saved Dean. Poor thing had never stepped foot outside his house till the day his daddy died. Dr. Timms, our resident doctor at the time, had a field day working with Sam. Textbook cases of psychosis, multiple personality, delusions, hallucinations, you name it, Sam had it. Only thing Sam didn't have was a shred of sense in him. Can't blame him, though. Can't blame neither of them. You see, John, well, we don't know nothing for sure, of course, but judging by the boys' behavior and what we managed to gather them when we had sessions with them or drugged them up so much they didn't know which way was which, John was a pretty abusive daddy. Beat the shit out of Dean more times than that boy could remember. But what he did to Sam, what they both did to Sam, well, can't blame him for how he was. Daddy, stop! Daddy, it hurts! Shut up. Daddy! Jesus, you listen to me, Sammy. You took my wife away from me, you got that? You took my beautiful wife away from me, you took everything she gave to me away. Do you understand that? Do you? Daddy, I didn't mean to, I'm sorry. Sorry's not gonna cut it, Sam. You took my wife away from me. You'll just have to take her place, won't you? It was a game they used to play, as far as we knew. They called it Playing Monsters, and it was... Well, it wasn't something that I would ever let my little ones hear about, that's for sure. See, John was always telling Dean about all these crazy things, things he thought had killed his wife, you see. And Dean, he would go to Sam, tell him the same things. Exaggerate in places, change it around a little bit. And Sam, even when he was with us, we knew that he had a special mind. Could have been smart. So smart if he would have been with something other than John growing up. He would make up stories, take Dean's stories and twist them, and they'd play monsters, pretend that they were demon hunters or something like that. They even kept it up when they were here with us. Whenever we'd get them together, they'd start looking around, looking for demons or witches or whatever else they wanted to hunt. We had to keep them separated from the rest of the patients, else they'd accuse someone of being evil and attack them. You see, them boys, they truly thought that something evil had took their mother. They thought that their daddy was missing, and that Sam had some sort of special abilities that tied into everything. Sam would get these headaches occasionally. He never reacted well to some of the medicine we had to keep him on, to keep him calm. And he'd say that he had visions, like waking dreams about the future. About the time he started having those is when things started to go downhill for the both of them. Dean? Dean, the bad people! They're gonna take me away from you! Sam? What are you... No, no, they're not. They said they're trying to help us. They're lying! Dean, I saw them take me away! They want to take me away from you! They're gonna kill me! You had another vision? You saw them do that to you? Yeah, I did. Dean, don't let them take me. When? Sammy, when? Tomorrow night. That last night, I was working late. Didn't hear about all the ruckus until after Dean had locked him and Sam up in the utility closet. 3 sheets of iron on the door. Meant to keep patients out. But damn, if John didn't teach his boy to pick locks. There wasn't no way anyone was going to get in there for a long time. You see, Sam convinced Dean that he'd had another one of the visions, convinced him that we was going to take him away from Dean. Truth was, we actually were in the process of separating the two boys, because we really thought he could get to Dean if only we could remove him from his brother. Right around lights out, Dean attacked. Nearly killed 2 of the orderlies. Got into Sam's room, managed to drag the both of them into the closet before anyone was up to sound the alarm. Of course, by the time that was rung, it was already too late. Took them 6 hours to get into that damn thing. You could already smell the fumes from the things they'd opened up in there before they even got the door open. When they found the bodies, the boys, it was almost... They were hugging, looked damn near peaceful. Part of me was almost happy to see them end their suffering. But it still doesn't seem right, does it? That they had to suffer like that in the first place. Sammy, we don't have a choice. I won't let them take you. I don't want them to take me, Dean. I just want to stay with you. I'm not leaving you, Sam. I promise. Just... Here, take this, okay? What is it? Don't worry about that, Sammy. Have I ever hurt you? Have I ever lied to you? No? Then trust me. Everything's gonna be okay, little brother. I promise. You're gonna think I'm crazy for saying this, but... Well, I never quite believed in all that ghost nonsense. Not really. Working in a place like this, you have to move past the rumors and old haunting stories. There has never been a breakout or murder here. Not ever. Plenty of suicide, sure. That's to be expected. But nothing... Nothing like this has ever happened before. It ain't just me, neither. Lots of the others, some patients, some staff, have been seeing them, too. Last week, I don't know how in the world Meg Masters would have been able to get her room into the utility closet like that. When they found the body, there were bruises all over her. She'd been slashed up real good, and even though they're saying that she did it to herself, that she took the swill and killed herself just like the boys did, I don't know. You see, she was around when the boys were. They both called her a witch, said she was a demon possessing a girl. They tried to attack her before, but, well, we learned by then to keep them away from the others. But when she died, so suddenly like that, well, I just don't know what else to do. You say you're with the newspaper? You're gonna put this in print? Because I got a family, girl. I don't want nothing to do with this craziness. I don't want to say something crazy like that. I don't want to say that I think them two boys are haunting the place. All I know is that Meg did not kill herself, no matter what the authorities are saying about it. I knew that girl. Knew she was touched, but she never would have done something like that. The only two in the world that would have done something like that was Sam and Dean, and, well, they aren't here no more, are they? You're welcome, girl. Glad I could help you with your report. What'd you say your name was again? Joe? Joe Harvell, yes, that's right. Well, you have a nice day, darling. Just... What? Did they have any personal effects left here? Well, I do know that Sam's room is still vacant. We ain't been able to keep no one in there since he was... Well, his chair's still in there, of course. A few of his clothes, and... One more thing. His daddy's book. The damn thing chills me to the bone to look at it. But so long as we don't have no one in that room, we don't have to worry about getting rid of it. Room 16, yes. 3rd floor. I'll let you go up to that yourself. Holler for one of the others if you need help, darling. I'm gonna go home and rest my feet. Been a long day, and all this talk's put me in a somber mood. You really think I'd let you hurt my brother like that? She's not human, Dean. Look at her. You can see it, can't you? See that she's not real? Let me go. Please. I'm not going to let you hurt my brother. Do you hear me? No one is going to hurt Sammy ever again. Not you, not anyone. I know where to put her, Dean. Come on, this way. Come on. Stop. Let me go. Credo in Deum Patrum, Omnipotentem, Creatorum Caeli et Terrae, et in Iesum Christum, Filium Eos Unicum, Domium Nostrum qui... Sam?
Shh. Shh. Just a little while longer. We're going to play a game with you. We're going to play monsters, but there's a rule. You can't leave the room. We're going to stay with you here. Dirty things hide in the room. You can stay with us here. For now.
Crucifixus, mortutus, et sepultus.
The end.